Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We're continuing our series on the Christian warrior. This is part 3. My subject this morning, God is raising up an army. You want to be a part of a victorious army? Well, God is raising up an army. And today, I am going to share 7 things that you must know if you're going to be victorious in the battles of life. We're in a spiritual warfare, and the battle is real, and you cannot let your guard down for one moment. We need to be suited up, and we need to be battle ready at all times with the whole armor on. Look at Ephesians 6 and 10. Paul said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we are told to stand." Now look at 1 Peter 5 and 8. Peter said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." This is not some Sunday school picnic or some tiptoe through the tulips. We are engaged in a warfare, and it is the warfare for eternal souls. God said through the prophet Hosea, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." If you don't have knowledge about spiritual realities, you will be destroyed by the devil for your lack of knowledge. He will steal everything you've got. He will break up your home. He will steal every dream you have and drag your soul to hell if he can. I'm telling you, you need knowledge. Sometimes more than inspiration, we need information. We need revelation. We need the eyes of our understanding enlightened so we can know the hope of his calling. Hallelujah. You need to gird up the loins of your mind with truth and refuse to live in ignorance about your position in Christ. You have a position in Christ, and the fact that you are in Christ and Christ is in you, that is what gives you the victory. But you got to realize that you have a part to play in this, and you've got to suit up, and you've got to be battle ready at all times. You need to know what Christ has done for you. And then you need to know what Christ can do through you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God wants you to understand the authority and the power that you have in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so today I want to share 7 things with you that you must know if you're going to be victorious in the battles of life. Brother Bud was sharing with me this morning. He said, "You know, this Bible, the more I read it, the more I realize how much I know and what it's meant in my life." And I said, "Brother Bud, don't you wish you knew all of this when you were a young man?" He said, "Yes, I do." So what I'm going to do is the best is within me. Paul said, "As much as is within me, I am ready to preach the gospel." I'm going to preach the gospel to you as much as within me to make an impartation of revelation of what God has done so you can win the battles of life. My subject, God is raising up an army. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your presence here. Thank you for your people. Thank you for their victory. We praise you for everything you've already done and what you're going to do. Enlighten our hearts. At the entrance of your word, there is light. There is victory. I command darkness to flee in Jesus' mighty name. I release God's power of light and of life, and I praise you, Lord. Let me preach your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Thank you for the anointing, Lord. Restoration. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. See, the church has been taught for years that none of us are worthy of salvation. Well, we cannot make ourselves worthy of salvation, but God has made us worthy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Look at Colossians 1 and 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. One translation says, who has qualified us. Another one said, who has made us worthy to be partakers of the saints in light. God himself has made all of us worthy of salvation. He has washed us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has delivered us from the powers of darkness. The Father has qualified us. The Father has made us worthy because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Paul was preaching to the Jews down there in Antioch, and look at what he said in Acts 13:47. I like this. Paul got bold. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said to these Jews, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you, and look at this, and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Well, we be Gentiles. Aren't you glad that he turned to the Gentiles? We got grafted into the true vine. Hallelujah. We are partakers of the great inheritance that belongs to everyone that comes through Calvary's blood. Glory to God. The Father has delivered us. He's not going to deliver us. Let me say that again. He's not going to deliver us. He has delivered us. The Father has delivered us from Satan's dark domain, and he has given us authority and power over all the power of the devil. No matter how you feel in your body, no matter what your mind may say, no matter what the circumstances of life you are facing today, you are delivered from the power of darkness, and you just need to know that in Jesus' name. That's the kind of army that God is building. You may be thinking, well, you know, this sermon just doesn't apply to me. Everything's okay in my life, Pastor. Let me tell you something. This can save you from suicide. This can keep your children and your loved ones off of drugs. It can keep you out of hell. It can keep your children out of trouble and out of prison. I'm telling you, it's important to know how to fight in spiritual warfare. Point number one. Point number one, you must know who your enemy is. Your enemy is not your brother, your sister, anyone in the church. It's not your mother-in-law or your father-in-law or anyone that's flesh and blood. Your enemy is the devil himself. And you're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I did an entire sermon on exposing the enemy. So most of us here at Westmoreland, we know those things. But for those of you who are watching by Facebook or live stream, I want to tell you who the enemy is. Our enemy is the devil. He has principalities. He has powers. And you are on the devil's hit list by name. Your husband, your children, your family, you are on the devil's hit list. And if you know what I'm talking about, you'll get off the devil's hit list and you'll put him on your hit list. Most people are afraid of the devil, but you don't have to be afraid of the devil. Let me tell you, get off his hit list and put him on your hit list. Hallelujah. He walks as bowed as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He has to seek who he can devour because he can't devour everybody. I'm telling you, it's important to know how to fight spiritual warfare. Point number two. You must realize that your enemy is defeated. The devil is a defeated foe, and the Bible lets us know that. And Paul said, this I pray. Look at Ephesians 1:18. This I pray, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory, of the inheritance, his inheritance in the saints. God has an inheritance in you. He gave heaven's best to redeem you. He gave the blood of the Lamb. He gave his son Jesus, and Jesus gave the church his name so we can come forth more than conquerors. Amen. God has given some great things to bring us forth. And then look at what it said in verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. What is that power? Look at verse 20. It's the same power which he wrought when he raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might, in every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, and hath put all things under his feet, under the feet of Jesus, and made him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body. That means that the head, Christ Jesus, has the devil under his feet. Praise God, if you're a little too on that foot, I don't care what your place in the body is. If Jesus, the head of the church, has put the devil under his foot, the devil is under your foot, and all you've got to do is remember that and put him where he belongs in Jesus' name. Somebody go and praise God for me. Hallelujah. Jesus defeated the devil for us. He didn't have to come down here and prove in a human body that he was greater than the devil. He's always been greater than the devil. He came down here to defeat him as a human being in our place. He went to the cross in our place. He came down here to defeat the devil in our place. Amen. He went to hell, by the way, in our place. So you and I would not have to go there. And if you're lost and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I've got some real good news. You don't have to die and go to hell. You can get saved because the power of God is here. It is the word of faith which we preach, and it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And whosoever will, let him call upon the name of the Lord that he might be saved. Go on and praise him for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the strong man keeps his house until a stronger one comes upon him. Look at Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor which he trusted in and divideth his spoil. Jesus is stronger than the devil. And the stronger one came upon the devil and overcame him. Jesus stripped the devil of his armor. He made a show of him openly. And then Jesus gave us the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. So we could be more than conquerors and said, by the way, not only am I giving you that armor, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Somebody go and praise God. We got the keys. Amen. And we've got the whole armor so we can put the devil under our feet where he belongs. Do you know what I'm talking about? If you don't, just hang on. You will pretty soon. The third thing I want you to realize is this. The victory that Jesus won has been attributed to you. Let me say that again. The victory that Jesus won, it has been attributed to you. The victory that Jesus gained has been laid to your account. I love this scripture, 1 John 3:8. Look at the middle part of that verse. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. That means that sin has no dominion over you. And because of the victory that Jesus gained, you can reign in life through one, Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Look at Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. Jesus. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And now think about this. Jesus did all of this for you and me. This is a beautiful verse of scripture, Hebrews 2:14. It tells why the word the Logos, the eternal Christ, came to planet Earth and was made flesh and blood. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, a human being, the Word made flesh, so we would know that just like he overcame, he's given us the keys, and now we can overcome. Look at it, Hebrews 2:14. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, Jesus, also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He identifies him right there. See, Jesus not only came to destroy the works of the devil, but he did it, and he totally defeated the devil. And then he gave us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He handed the keys off to his church. I mean, it's just like that marathon runner when he hands off that baton to the next runner. Jesus went back to heaven, and he handed the keys off to the church. And he said, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He's the Most High God. He's given us power in his name. So you and I can come forth shining in the armor of God, bright light, so the world can see that Jesus saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. Somebody go and praise him if that's your testimony. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You know, so many people, they are waiting for God to move on their behalf. And God is waiting on the church to move. God is wanting the church to establish his kingdom on earth just as it is in heaven. And when Jesus left this planet to go back to the glory world, he sent the Holy Ghost so the church would have power to do what he did and the greater works that he said we were to do. Hallelujah. God is raising up an army. And the victory that Jesus gained, it has been laid to your account. And that's why we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. I'm giving you Bible facts. And this will qualify you to win the battles of life. You know, the disciples in Luke chapter 11, they came back rejoicing, saying, Master, the demons, the devils are subject to us in your name. Look at Luke 10:17. The 70 returned again with joy. I mean, why don't you just have joy when you go out? The joy of the Lord is your strength. They returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. I'm telling you something. It's a happy day when you realize that you have power in Jesus' name to cast out the devils. T.L. Osborne was an evangelist in the Philippines, and I was getting off an airplane one day, and I saw him standing over there in the corner. And I walked up there and told him who I was. I said, I've read your books, and I just want to shake your hand. I wish I'd had time for him to lay hands on me and get that impartation, but I reached out and got all I could. And T.L. Osborne, he said, I used to be afraid of the devil until I found out that the devil is afraid of me. Woo! Thou believest there is one God, thou do as well. The devils also believe and tremble. Make the devil tremble, praise God. Let him know that you're suited up from head to toe with Jesus Christ. And God the Father is your Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Luke 10:19. Jesus said, Behold, I give unto you power, authority, to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what Jesus did. He gained the victory for you and me. And when he arose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples and he said, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, These signs shall follow them believe. And do you know the first sign that he gave? He said, I want you to demonstrate to the world. And by this first sign, he said, I want you to demonstrate to the world that I defeated the devil and I did it for you. Look at Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Jesus said, I want you to take my name and set the captive free, cast the devil out, and the world will know that I'm alive and I'm well because I've given a church power and authority over all the power of the devil. It's time for the church to suit up, praise God, get battle ready, quit playing church, get into the Bible, get into prayer, get into whatever it takes to get God's blessing and watch God bring you forth. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Somebody go on and praise Him. Glory to God. See, that's what God wants. He wants you to know that the devil is defeated and that Jesus overcame him, conquered him, and made us more than a conqueror. You know what a more than a conqueror is? It's like that boxer gets up and, you know, he boxes away. Then he gets beat up here and bruised up here. And he wins the fight. And they give him that $1 million check. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, Tracy. Come here, darling. He gets that $1 million check. And then he goes home. He's all beaten. She said, oh, darling, you did such a great job. He said, thank you so much. And then he takes that check and he hands it off to her. He's a conqueror, but she's more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Satan is a defeated foe. And he has been brought to zero, to naught. When Jesus came down here, the devil had 100% control. The Jews hadn't had a prophet. They hadn't had a voice from God for 400 years. But Jesus showed up. And he showed up in human flesh. And when Jesus began to work on the devil, he brought him from 100 to 90 to 80 to 70 to 60 to 50 to 40 to 30 to 20 to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Jesus brought the devil to naught, to zero. And so when the devil shows up, say, how you doing, Mr. Zero? Glory to God. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. Get over your religion, praise God. Get full of the Holy Ghost and fire. Get full of the Word. God is raising up an army, and you can be victorious in the battles of life. Zero. That's how much power the devil has over a born-again Christian. The only thing he can do is to deceive you. He can lie to you, and he can steal from you. But I'll tell you something, I can't stand a thief. And I'm not going to let him steal anything from me as long as I can pray and seek God. I've got the Holy Ghost and the little voice that says, this is the way my child walk therein. Hallelujah. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. And when you do, God will give you revelation that the natural man, the carnal man, it cannot receive. God sent the church the Holy Ghost, and Jesus earned the right to do it when he conquered the devil. Hallelujah. So many people, you know, they call me and they want a quick fix. They want a prayer that will solve all their problems. You can't solve a person's problems with one prayer. No, no, no. 1,000 times no. You've got to know who you are in Christ. You've got to rise up in the name of Jesus. And you've got to drive the devil from the battlefield. You've got to get violent. Because Jesus said the kingdom of God from the days of John Baptist to this day suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. That means that there's some things the devil has taken from you. And you got to get violent and say, devil, you are zero factor. I've got authority. I've got power. Matter of fact, devil, come stand right here. And I want you to get every demon of hell. And I want you to line them up behind you. Devil, I want to tell you, I have authority over you. And I've got authority over all your demon forces. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. And if you want to know where I got that from, Jesus said it. And I read it in the book. And it belongs to me because I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a whole lot more power in some Christians than they realize. This is what the Bible says about believers. Look at this. James 4 and 7. Look at this. So simple. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. Not demons, but the devil himself. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He said, I want you to resist the head one, the chief honcho. I want you to resist him, and if you'll do that, he will flee from you. Is that what James 4 and 7 says? He said, if you will resist the devil, the main one, not his demons, but the devil himself, he will flee from you. Has a whole lot more power in you than you have realized yet. So get suited up. Praise God. You know who puts all these young people on drugs? The devil. Do you know who is behind these gangs in our community? Demon forces. Do you know who puts knives and guns in their hands? The devil. Do you know who puts guns in the hands of high school students, killing high school students? The devil. The powers of darkness have been unleashed on this generation. But I'll tell you one thing. There's one name. There's one name that can drive them out. And that's the name of Jesus. Say it with me, church. Jesus. 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 Let the devil hear you say it. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. And that's the reason we're in a mess today, because they've taken God out of our schools. They say you can bring the name of Buddha into our schools. You can bring the name of Confucius into our schools. But don't you bring the name of Jesus into our schools. But there's a change coming to America, because God is raising up an army. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one who made this nation great. And we need to take America back to the Bible, back to God, back to Jesus. Woo! Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Number four, the church should demonstrate Jesus' victory. I look around at people, alcohol and all kind of stuff in their life, and I think about what God has done, sickness and disease. We demonstrate the victories here. God shows up. We can't heal anybody, but we preach the healer. His name is Jesus, and he heals. We can't deliver anybody, but we tell the story over and over again, and people get healed off of drugs, crack, cocaine, pornography, all types of stuff, crazy stuff. You look back and say, I can't believe I did that. Well, you can believe it, because man that's born of woman is few of days and full of troubles. He said you were born and conceived in sin and iniquity. He said the heart is desperately evil. Who can know it? That's why you need a new heart. Woo! He put a new heart in me. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The place I used to go, I don't go no more. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. The things I used to do, I don't do no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. The place I used to go, I don't go no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change. Go on, praise God for that glorious change. Hallelujah. Church should be able to demonstrate Jesus' victory. Ephesians 3 and 10. To the intent that now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church. Look at verse 11. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. God wants a church that knows redemptive realities. He doesn't want his church to be a social club. We're not playing church here. We're not a social club. We're not a place to come and make business contacts. We are here as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to learn about God. We are here, a church that can rescue young people, rescue broken homes, rescue broken lives, rescue broken people, and set them free. Put that vision statement up there. We are a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. And we are here to demonstrate God's power to anybody that wants to be free. Wave at me if God has set you free. Woo! Look at that, devil. Look at that. Look at that. Free indeed. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number five, the only place the devil can have in a Christian's life, it's going to shock some of you, it is the place that you give him. Let me say that again. The only place that the devil can have in a Christian's life, it is the place that you give him. Look at Ephesians 4:26. The Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. God said, don't give him any place. Give no place to him. I want you to know that God has delivered every one of his children. You say, well, give me a scripture to prove it. I can. I already quoted it. God has made us worthy. He has already delivered us. Look at Colossians 1:13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? He has delivered us. He's not going to deliver us, but he has delivered us. Delivered us from what? From the power of darkness. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Woo, there's power in the blood. Even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Goodness and mercy. They're on my trail, following me everywhere I go. Hallelujah. Rokoboshatalibahashata. Glory to God. It all belongs to you. God did it. He translated us out of that dark domain and put us in a kingdom of light. And at thy word, there is entrance of light. That's why you don't need to miss a service. I mean, you need to be here. What a powerful Sunday school lesson Brother Philip Pearson preached this morning. Sister Clara told me, said, I thought you was going to get up. She said, I felt like getting up. We thought Brother Philip is already up, but we thought he was going to dance and shout about. I'm going to tell you, he was putting out some word this morning. I come out of there, I told him, I said, I'm going to give the people the other barrel this morning. Hallelujah. Go on, praise the Lord. Amen. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. We are in the kingdom of his Son now. We are in the kingdom of light now. We have been delivered from the power of darkness now. And the only way for the devil to have any power over you is for you to give it to him. Give no place to the devil. Well, how do you give it to him? Well, in Ephesians 4 and 6, the first thing he talks about is anger. Look, the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Get angry at somebody. I promise you, trouble is headed your way. Oh, you may shine real bright for a little while. It may look like nothing's happened, that everything is coming up roses. But let me tell you something. You let anger get a hold of you, and the devil is on your trail, and you have given him place. Don't hold any grudges. Don't nurse anything. Don't hold something in your heart against people. You've heard me say it 100 times. I'm not going to let my happiness be in somebody else's head. See, don't hold grudges, because if the devil can find anything like that in you, he will grab hold of you. Don't give the devil any place in your life. You know, some of the people who come out here, and many who watch by social media, they're living together and they're not married. And people say, well, Pastor, are you judging them? Are you criticizing them? Well, it's not right. And they ought to get married. If you're going to live together, you ought to get married. I've done a lot of weddings, I tell you. And I got all kind of wedding ceremonies. I got long ones. I got medium ones. I got short ones. But I heard a real short one recently. It's an Indian ceremony. The old chief, he called a young couple together and he asked the brave, you want them? He asked the squaw, you want them? He said, you got them. That's real short. Let me tell you something. If you want them, you can get them. But don't get unequally yoked. Amen. Marry somebody like precious faith. Amen. Some people live in adultery. And they wonder why the devil has got a hold on them. And then others watch pornography. And they wonder why the devil's got a hold of them. And then they read horoscopes, trying to find out what the stars say about their future. I'll tell you something. Christians are born under the star of David. We're born under the star of Bethlehem. We're born under the sign of the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our Lord, and he's the bright and morning star. Somebody go and praise him that you redeemed. Hallelujah. We don't need stars to tell us our future. We read the book, glory. Hallelujah. We're on our way to heaven, singing as we go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, listen to this. Give no place to the devil. Anger, jealousy, and envy, and pride, unforgiveness, immorality, and such the like. They are all works of the flesh. And they all give place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. And if you've done that, you need to ask God to forgive you, and he will. And then slam the door shut in the devil's face. Number six, put on the whole armor of God. Now, that armor doesn't just fall on you. You've got to put it on. I remember when I arrived at Marine Corps boot camp in Parris Island, South Carolina. They carried me down and gave me my initial issue. And they threw it at me and said, put it on. Mama wasn't there to put it on me. Daddy wasn't there to put it on me. They weren't about to put it on me either. And God said, I want you to put on the whole armor of God. And God is not going to dress you either. You have got to put it on. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. I learned military strategies. And let me tell you, the devil, as I read this book, he is a master of this seat. And he is a great strategist. That's a military term. And we're in a military warfare. But there's a place in God where you can stand against all the tactics of the devil. Then it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Amen. Spiritual wickedness, wicked spirits in high places. That's where the battle is. Amen. So give the devil no place. Then he says, take unto you the whole armor, that you may be able to stand in that evil day. So you can stand in that evil day, and having done all to stand, just stand. God said, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't have time to talk about the armor today, but he said, your loins are to be girt about with truth. Why is that? So you can stop believing the lies of the devil when he comes and tells you you're not who God said you are. Then he said, put on the breastplate of righteousness. And you know, we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel, so that you can speed on to preach the gospel to others and testify and tell them what God has done for you. Then he says, take the shield of faith to stop all the fiery darts of the wicked. Then he said, I want you to put over your head, I want you to put this over your carnal mind, I want you to put the helmet of salvation on. For there's salvation in no other name given among men, whereby they must be saved except for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he said, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, well, you ought to come out of your house every day looking like Jesus. The demons ought to scream down the corridors of hell, hey, devil, he's up again. He's up again. He's up again. And I tell the devil many times when I get out of bed, I said, I'm up again. And I'm coming against your kingdom. I want you to know something. I have authority and I have power over you. I'm not afraid of you. I know who you are. and I know who I am in Christ Jesus, and the greater one lives in me, and I'm not coming in my name. I'm coming in that name that stripped you at Calvary. I'm coming in the name of that shed his blood. I'm coming with some powerful weapons. I know my weapons, and they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm casting your imaginations down. I'm casting your high thoughts down. I'm casting down everything that comes against the knowledge I have of God. I'm suited up, devil. I tell you something. If you don't take time to put on the whole armor of God and meditate on these things I'm preaching about, it won't do you any good. You got to be faithful. You got to read your Bible. You got to pray. You got to get in a good church that teaches the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Get where the Word of God is taught properly, right divided, and you'll be able to deliver yourself and your family from the powers of darkness. I told my wife, I said, it shocks me when I look at my life and I look at my family, what God has done. But I just got a hold of this thing as a young Christian. I began to seek him. And God began to do it. And I tell my children, when you look at all this stuff, when you look at the blessings on your life, don't you think for one moment your daddy did it. Daddy put his hand in that nail-scarred hand, and God did it. And I want you to know, you are blessed and highly favored because God's favor was on my parents. It came upon me. Now it's upon my children. And it's on my grandchildren. As soon as I have some great-grandchildren, guess what? Woo! It'll come on them. Suit up. Get a hold of God and watch God work. Church, this is a serious hour we're living in. God is raising up an army. And we're part of that army. So put on the whole armor. Number 7 and finally, praying always in the Holy Ghost. Think about it now. When we pray, we move the hand of God. God works when we pray. When we pray, we move the hand of God. God said, look unto me and you shall be saved, all the lands of the earth. He said, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Then he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, look to me, call to me, come unto me. And then we're to go boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And when you come to God, bring words. Bring God's word to him and tell God what he has said. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? God said, bring me some words. Bring my word. Hallelujah. So when you go to the throne of grace, worship God. Then ask God for some big things. Get big in your asking. And then listen to God. Worship God. Ask God. Listen to God. Get full of the Holy Ghost and pray in the Spirit. Worship God and praise God for what he's already done and for what he's going to do, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We're in a spiritual warfare. And God wants you to know, and I want you to know, I want your family to know who you are in Christ, what you can do in Christ, and how you can win the battles of life. Let us stand and worship him.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Got any chains that need to be broken? Come to the altar. Worship God. Ask God
to break every chain.
Then listen to God.
Every chain.
So God can talk to you.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
There's power. There is power in the name of
Everybody
Jesus.
Needs to know there is an enemy who wants to drag
there
you to hell. But the good news is you don't have to go to hell. You're here and you're not saved.
There is power.
You can be saved. If you're here and you messed up, His ain't going to do it but a moment. His favor's for life.
To break every
You're in a season
chain.
Of weeping. Just know this.
Chain.
Weeping
break
may endure for the night.
Chain.
But joy comes in the morning. Because God's
chain.
Favor
break
is on your
chain.
Life
break
for a lifetime.
Chain.
Woo! Glory!
There's an army. Oh, there's an army.